I'm WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter, Taryn Powell.
Since 2019, UW-Milwaukee's Women's Resource Center has hosted its Black Feminist Symposium. The conference-style event is designed to elevate the voices and experiences of Black women. This year's theme was Ain't I a Woman? Reclaiming Self-Worth and Excellence. I recently spoke to one of the symposium's organizers, Mia Valenzuela, to learn more about Black feminism and how attacks on DEI create more urgency for events like this.
Black feminism, I just want to start by saying it's different than the mainstream feminism that we see, or we see a lot of white feminism in our day-to-day efforts. But Black feminism really focuses on the intersection between being a woman and being Black in the world. And it really uses that intersectionality to propel different thoughts based off of sexism, discrimination, institutional racism, to really empower Black women.
So how do we get to the creation of the Black Feminist Symposium on UWM's campus as a means to really examine Black feminism?
Yeah, so for over 10 years now, the Women's Resource Center has been led or co-led by women of color, predominantly Black women. Our leadership has changed the trajectory of the Women's Resource Center. I mean, we have continuously pushed for more intersectionality, more social justice, and more discussions beyond white feminism. In 2018, our professional staff, a team of two Black women, Marvette Lacey and Natasha Lee, began planning a gathering dedicated to, one, increasing the learning and practice of Black feminism on UWM's campus, two, providing a supportive and intellectually stimulating environment where students, faculty, and staff and community members can collaborate and share ideas centered on Black feminism, and three, to foster a learning community of Black feminist thought and scholars in the greater Milwaukee community.
What are the challenges, if any, to having this space?
Yeah, there's definitely challenges, especially with current administration, right? Where like these conversations are challenging to have in the face of folks that do not want us to have these conversations, right? Like the idea of having a Black feminist symposium is threatening to current administration. So that in and of itself is one of the main reasons, you know, we're pushing on. We're making sure that this event stays relevant and stays of the utmost importance to the community.
I'm actually glad you mentioned the current administration because I'd just like to have you expound on the significance of the Black Feminist Symposium, especially amid this anti-DEI sentiment where it's really being shaped that like any space where Black or other people of color are or have created for ourselves, we don't deserve it.
Yeah, I think, oh my gosh. I mean, each year we have hosted the Black Feminist Symposium, it has felt more and more crucial to gather in such a space. I think of a few reasons why it's so crucial that we have this space. Firstly, I want to say just celebrating Black feminist thought, right? Black feminist thinkers, activists, and scholars have long contributed to both academic and social movements. And this symposium allows for the celebration of that legacy, and it amplifies the voices that have been historically marginalized that we continue to see this marginalization happening in current events. As Black feminist thought continues to influence and shape contemporary movements, events like this help to preserve and propagate those important ideas. Secondly, creating community and solidarity, right? These events bring Black women allies together to share experiences and build that solidarity. We know how isolating racism, sexism, and other forms of discrimination are. So it's so important that we create spaces for community building so we can all heal together, so we can empower one another, and so we can collectively move together to make change. And then I feel like the educational opportunities that come with events like this. These events really serve as educational tools. They provide opportunities for participants to learn about Black feminist thought, activism, and history, while also discussing contemporary challenges like we're seeing today. And this ensures that the next generation of activists, scholars, and community leaders is equipped with the knowledge and tools to continue this fight that we're in right now.